This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storyteller Series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic, and then we share them with you here. In Phoenix, the storytellers share their stories about our community or about the life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
When Lisbeth Conjusti was in junior college in 1968, she met a man named Bob. All of his friends called him Willie. Lisbeth and Bob hit it off right away and dated for about a year. On December 1st, 1969, Lisbeth anxiously watched the draft on television. July 24th was polled. That was Bob's birthday, and Lisbeth and her family were sure he'd be called to serve in Vietnam.
Fortunately, Bob had the foresight to sign up for the National Guard. And at that time, National Guard stayed home. Bob went off to boot camp. I wrote, "I love you. It's terrible without you." He wrote me, I wrote him, love, love, love. Before we know it, the 6 months have passed. The next thing I know, we're down at graduation. I thought I was gonna come home with an engagement ring, or at least a proposal. His mother and I got back on the plane with zip, nada, nothing. I was so angry. I said, "I'm gonna fix you." I broke up with him. I didn't see him for a long time, though I thought about him. I dated quite a few guys. When I was 32, I got married for the first time. Within 5 years, I was in the middle of what I thought was a terrible divorce, which now I know was a great divorce. You know? I had also taken a job with United Airlines. I was now on the East Coast. I flew back to Chicago, my hometown, to visit my family, and I saw a friend of mine, Jerry Wells. When I got off the plane, she said to me, "You know, you really should go back with Willie." I was like, "Please don't bother me. I don't want to know anything about men." We planned a trip to Las Vegas. I went back to New Jersey. On my way back to pick her up at O'Hare Airport, I get off the plane again, and there she is with the phone. She goes, "It's Willie." I finally said, "Hi." He said, "Will you meet me for a drink? Our flight doesn't leave till 4. It's now 12:30, plenty of time." I said, "Okay, pick me up at door 1G. And off we go to the Marriott on Higgins and Cumberland. Now, we used to go there all the time because they had a Hawaiian restaurant there, and we loved to sit with the little foo-foo drinks and stuff. This time we sat at the bar. We talked and picked up like we had just seen each other that morning. I had always known that Bob was the love of my life. And I regretted all those years that I gave him up. He walked me out to the car to take me back to the airport, and he kissed me. I melted all over again. That was October of 1989. On October 20th, 2015, Bob and I celebrated our 20th anniversary.
Lisbeth Conjusti lives in Phoenix. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.